Happy Independence Day, and welcome to podcast number 98 of RV Industry News. I'm Greg Gerber, the editor of RV Daily Report, and your host for this week's show, where we'll be talking with the founder of Fifth Wheel Street, Dave Gray. If we thought Memorial Day traffic was bad, just wait until this weekend. AAA is suggesting that 43 million Americans will travel this Independence Day holiday weekend, and that represents the highest 4th of July travel volume on record, and 5 million more travelers that we saw on Memorial Day weekend. With that in mind, I've decided to stay put and celebrate one more weekend with my daughters before hitting the road for the New England segment of our road trip. Today's podcast is sponsored by Fusion Electronics, where an entertainment revolution is underway for the RV industry. Fusion specializes in lifestyle entertainment with a wide range of stereo and speaker products for RVs of all types. Strength in product design, coupled with innovative thinking, has led to Fusion's growth into new product categories and the development of a world-leading RV audio product range. We reported yesterday, well, actually RV Business reported it, and we tapped into their report, that one of my all-time favorite RV manufacturing CEOs received recognition as Entrepreneur of the Year. Don Clark is the co-owner of Grand Design Recreation Vehicles, and he will represent Indiana's Ohio Valley region in the hospitality and leisure category at the National Entrepreneur of the Year competition in Palm Springs later this summer. Don is one of the industry's truly nice guys. He's a tough competitor, but he's very well respected for his business demeanor and professionalism. In accepting the award, Don said, "Our company is only 3.5 years old. It's an old saying, but to build a great company, you first have to have a really strong idea and a purpose. But to build great companies, you need great people. And at Grand Design, we're very blessed to have 826 phenomenal people. The company is growing like wildfire and surpassing many of its competitors and gobbling up market share this year. And I'm very happy to see him honored with such a prestigious award and hope that he is recognized at the national level. The company he runs certainly has credibility to support such an honor." This week's guest is Dave Gray, the founder of Fifth Wheel Street, a website he launched in 2011 in response to his inability to find credible information about fifth wheel towing when he was a full-time RVer. Initially, Fifth Wheel Street was geared to support fifth wheel trailer owners only, but today the website provides safety information for all recreation vehicles and all classifications. It is best known for its simplified worksheets and online calculators, as well as its Android, Apple, and Amazon applications. Those applications allow RVers, especially new people, to prepare an easy-to-understand weight safety report for the RV they own or are thinking of buying. I asked Dave to come onto the show and tell me more about how the website came about and explain his passion for educating people on tire safety, weight safety, and towing safety, and other issues. He's a little frustrated that the industry doesn't do enough to help consumers better understand how to safely use the RVs they own. In fact, he notes that most manufacturers include little or no safety information in the owner packets when the RVs are delivered. As a result, owners are often left to find information on their own when in fact they don't even know what questions to ask the dealers. With Fifth Wheel Street celebrating its 5th anniversary this year, I'd like to bring Dave Gray onto the show to tell us more about his website. Welcome back, everybody. This time we are going to go all the way down to California by Skype to talk with David Gray. He is the founder of Fifth Wheel Street, a consumer website that is dedicated to towing safety. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Thank you, Greg. It's great to be with you and looking forward to helping out the people out there who's listening to the podcast.
Can you tell us a little bit about what Fifth Wheel Street is and how you came up with this idea?
Well, Fifth Wheel Street is dedicated to promoting recreational safety, and I provide educational materials, weighing worksheets, free web-based calculators, and weight safety reports. It's all for truck campers owners, people who tow fifth wheels or gooseneck trailers, as well as any conventional towables. And to be honest, it came about through a lot of hard knocks and learning myself over the years. I first bought my RV in 2008 and started traveling full-time in 2009. And during that process, I've had some mishaps, had some tire blowouts and things like that. And as I sought information to find out, what am I doing wrong? Why am I having these problems? And I found that information was scarce. After about a year and a half later of dealing with not finding anything, I was sitting in a chair while I was work camping in Colorado, and I thought, you know, my goodness, I know how to build websites, and I've learned a lot. I'm just going to start something and see what would happen. So 5 years ago, this coming Monday, I started Fifth Wheel Street just out of my frustrations.
Because you couldn't find any information.
I'm sorry?
Because you couldn't find any information.
Right. I couldn't find the information. It was difficult to find. And what I did find, it was just, you know, vague. You didn't understand it. And so I decided, you know, it's time to do something. And I said, well, I'm going to do it. And I had no idea where it would go. It started out with like 4 or 5 pages from the beginning. And now I've got over 177 pages for people to view. And it's been great. It's grown. Reaching nearly 30,000 people per month now.
That's very good. That is a testimony to the what you saw needing in the market, the lack of information about towing safety. And so you developed this website after you had some problems. Like you mentioned blowouts. Did you have any other serious accidents?
I didn't have any serious accidents. I'll take that back. I did have one little accident. That was right before I started full-timing. I went to the kind of the base camp after I moved out of my house and was showing up to the base camp and was getting ready to pull into the RV space. And it was a car right nearby. So as I turned into the space, the rear end of the RV, my fifth wheel, pretty much wiped out the front end of the car that was right next to me.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Well, you know, that's the other problem that we have in the industry is people aren't really trained how to drive the RVs that they're buying. And so they're learning by trial and knocks and error and accidents and the stories of other people. But blowouts is a problem that we hear a lot about in the industry, especially when it pertains to towing. And what do you think the biggest cause of that is?
The cause for most blowouts is either the tire or the trailer is overloaded or the tire is underinflated. And that's so important to pay attention to your tire inflation. If you don't have a TPMS, which is a
tire pressure monitoring system.
Correct. Thank you. So you have to daily or on a regular basis, especially before you leave, you need to check the tire pressure each time you depart. Even when you're on the highway, there's no guarantee with a TPMS that you won't have a blowout because of, you can hit something and have a sudden catastrophic tire failure. But a TPMS does monitor slow leaks, and that's important because if you don't have that, then you don't know what's happening down the road. And I recall one of my trips where I pulled into a rest stop in Utah and did my normal check around the RV, and I found that the tread was completely missing from one of the tires. It was still full of air and everything, but the tread was gone. Never knew it happened.
Really? It just sort of like came off.
That's right.
Must have been one of these Chinese tires we hear about all the time.
Yes, it was. That particular brand was the Mission. And mm-hmm. I'm sure you heard about Mission.
I have indeed. The other problem that I've heard about recently, when I was visiting with Brazel's RV Performance Center in Washington a couple of days ago, they were telling me that they have seen people come in with their RVs tires inflated to the maximum pressure printed on the sidewall. And that's not at all what they're supposed to be doing, because I think that number can get up to as high as 120 pounds per square inch. But most RVs require significantly less than that. Am I correct?
Well, there is two rules of thought on RV tires. And a very good friend of mine who I've met through the internet, who is a specialist in tire safety, Roger Marble. I don't know if you've ever heard of him, but he's my go-to man when it comes to tire safety, and I learned a whole lot from him. And I do have information on Fifth Wheel Street, which is part of Step 5 on inflating your tires. And for RV trailers, if you have a multi-axle trailer and the molded sidewall tire pressure maximum is 85 pounds or less, we recommend that you inflate to the maximum of 85 pounds that's on the sidewall or tire, or what's your certification label calls for your tires to be inflated. So normally for those tires, it's around 80 PSI. And that's just with multi-axle trailers, and there's a very good reason behind that. And if a person goes to Step 5 on Fifth Wheel Street, I've got a really good write-up and a video showing why it's important to put those tires at maximum. Now, if you have a tire on a trailer that's rated higher than that, some of the G-rated tires are up to 110 PSI. The best thing to do with that is to actually get the weight of your axles. Primarily, you'd really want to get a weight of each wheel position by one of the providers who do wheel by wheel. But you want to inflate the tires that are above 85 PSI to the actual load chart that the manufacturers provide. And it could be that you'd only need 90 PSI instead of 110, or maybe as little as 75 PSI.
Now, Dave, where could RV owners find the certification label that might have these tire pressures on it?
Well, on the tire, on the sidewall, it's molded on there as far as the cold pressure maximum that you're allowed for that tire. The certification labels for the trailer itself that's provided by the manufacturer is usually nowadays on the driver's side front quarter of the trailer. It could be on the pin box. It could be a label on the side of the trailer. Sometimes the label could be on the RV door or even in a kitchen cabinet.
Okay, but the manufacturers are making that available to the owners.
Right. The manufacturer does provide all that information. Load charts are provided by manufacturer. And I have all the load charts available at Fifth Wheel Street as well, so that people can take a look at the load charts. And I got a very good explanation on how to use it and make sure you're getting the right tire inflation.
That's a great idea. So we have this resource available, and RV dealers can tap into it as well. So if there's ever any question about the RV that is being sold or serviced, they can actually show people to go to your website and look up and find the correct tire pressure for their particular vehicle.
Yes, that's correct.
That's great. What are some of the biggest issues that you see in towing safety facing the RV industry today?
Well, we kind of alluded to a little bit as exceeding the weight safety ratings. According to RV Safety and Education Foundation, 60% of all tow vehicles currently on the highway exceed the weight safety ratings, at least one. And in many cases, they exceed all the safety ratings. So That is probably the number one issue that I see is exceeding the weight. Another issue is mismatched vehicles, having the wrong tow vehicle pulling a trailer that's much too big for it.
We just posted one of those pictures on our Let's RV website a couple of weeks ago where somebody had taken one and posted it up on Facebook, and then we just republished it. But it was a pickup truck that was towing a giant fifth wheel, and it was pulling down the back of the truck to the point that the front suspension was all the way up, it looked like. And it was just an accident waiting to happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I just saw a picture yesterday of somebody who just purchased a brand new travel trailer towing behind a pickup truck. And clearly in the picture, it was an indication they either did not have the weight distribution system correctly installed, if installed at all. Because definitely the front end was up in the air and the rear end was down on the ground. So that is a problem. I did get a story from a couple, and I've got that posted at Fifth Wheel Street as well, where this couple had a 2006 Tahoe, and they purchased a Forest River RV, one of their classic super light ones, and it was 34 feet long and 9 inches. Now, the Tahoe has a wheelbase of about 116 inches. When I first saw that, I said, okay, we got a problem here. Scott and Heather, who had this rig, they found out the hard way that they had a mismatched system, and they were traveling in Florida. A gust of wind hit them, and they started fishtailing the RV behind them and lost control and ended up turning the RV on its side. They ended up upside down in their Tahoe, quite shaken up. And they shared their story, and that can be found on Fifth Wheel Street. But they learned the hard way that their rig was grossly mismatched, towing a trailer that was too heavy and way too long for a short wheelbase SUV like that.
We need to break for a moment to thank Fusion Electronics, the RV industry's lifestyle entertainment specialists, for sponsoring this week's podcast. Founded in New Zealand in 1998, Fusion is poised to become a full-fledged global electronics brand. Its 750 Serio stereo system offers RVers DVD and CD playback with electronic shock protection, HDMI connection, and support for the latest Apple, Windows, and Android devices, as well as USB media players, including Bluetooth audio streaming capabilities and Wi-Fi. For more information, visit www.fusionentertainment.com. Now let's go back to the interview with Dave Gray, the founder of FifthWheelStreet.com. We hear all the time that dealers are telling consumers that, yes, your current vehicle can tow this RV that you're looking to buy. Is there a way for people to verify that information? I mean, is there a calculator or something that is readily available that people can enter in their truck weight and figure out exactly how much they are able to tow?
Yes, there is. I developed a calculator called RV Tow Check. It started out with a different style at the beginning, and as things progress and as I learned more and developed this calculating system, I think I pretty much got the perfect calculator now. People can just put in their gross combined weight rating, their gross vehicle weight, and the actual weight of their vehicle. That's the minimum required to put into that calculator. They can also check a fifth wheel hitch if they don't have it installed. They can also add additional cargo weight and actually add the weight of the people that are in the vehicle. Most manufacturers use a basic 150 pounds per person. You and I know that not everybody weighs 150 pounds.
So I can make up for two of those.
Okay. So this calculator has just been awesome, been very well used, very well received. The number of people using it every day, getting nearly 400 users per day using this calculator. I've gotten a lot of good feedback. And one thing it is I learned recently about the calculator, I finally was able to get a hold of the SAA J2807 toe test procedure that now, since 2013, most tow vehicles have to abide by this new J2807 towing test. As I was reading through there, and I got down to the formulas that they were using to calculate the maximum tow capacity for the vehicles, I recognized the formula right away. That's exactly what I've been using in RV Tow Check. So I said, that's good. Now I can officially say that RV Tow Check is J2807 compliant.
Well, that's good news. What about tire pressure? Is there some way that we can monitor that so that we can make sure that the vehicles are complying with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration?
Well, that ball goes back to the tire pressure monitoring system that people can use to help monitor that while they're on the highway.
And that system basically is constantly looking at the tire pressure of the vehicle, not only the towed vehicle, but the RV itself. And if it detects a leak, it sounds alert up by the driver so that they know that they can pull over safely and address the problem before they result in a flat tire, correct?
That is correct. And most of your passenger cars today already have that come with the vehicle. So if you're driving your sedan and a little indicator comes on, it lets you know that your tire pressure, one of the tires at least, is low. Most trucks, your light duty trucks, 3/4 tons and 1 ton trucks currently do not come with that. RVs don't come with it. So that is something that the RVer has to add as an aftermarket item to their tires. And if you got a triple axle trailer like I do, it can be costly. But when you compare the cost of putting a TPMS on your tires to the damage that can be caused by a blowout, the TPMS is relatively inexpensive.
What are we looking at? About $150 a tire to put that system on?
Oh, it varies. It depends on which one you buy. The last time I was checking for a triple axle, it was going to cost me right around $500 to have the complete system on 6 tires.
Well, that's pretty reasonable.
I think so.
One thing that I've noticed a lot of people doing online is they are complaining all the time on social media about problems that they are having. But that really doesn't do a lot of help other than allowing the person to vent for a little bit. Is there something that consumers should really be doing besides just complaining on social media when they run into problems like that?
Yes, there is. And I'm glad you brought that up because I see that all the time. Literally every day, I monitor social media. And that's how I learn. That's how I develop Fifth Wheel Street, is by monitoring social media. And I see a lot of people using the social media to complain. They vent, they rant, and I understand that. They do that. They need to get it off their chest of the frustrations they have about tires or a component on their RV, even if it's a bad sales deal that people complain. And there's several different avenues that RVers need to do besides complaining like that, because NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, they don't read social media information. They have no idea what's going on there. The only way that they know that we as a consumer has a problem, we have to submit a report. And it's really not hard to do so. if every RVer, when they have a problem, whether it's a tire issue, they have a mechanical issue with their vehicle, including RVs, it doesn't matter whether it's a car, truck, or an RV, NASA has a record of your VIN number. And there's a website that every RVer needs to go to, and it's called safercar.gov. That's safercar.gov, safercar.gov. And once the RVer gets there, he wants to click on the tab called Vehicle Owners. And when you get to that Vehicle Owners page, there's plenty of information there. You can search recalls by the VIN number, or if you have the safety problem, there's a list of selections there. You can report a problem with a vehicle, a tire, or vehicle equipment. You can do that all there. And I know for a fact that they pay attention to this, because I had to use the service last year, and they responded within a week, and it was amazing.
Now, if people are reporting this to the government on that website, the problems, that allows the government to monitor a situation. So if all of a sudden they are fielding dozens of complaints about a particular make and model of an RV, and they all have the same problem, that's where we get into the recall information. And so it's important for consumers to help in that process by providing that type of information, right?
That is correct, because in my case, I had a series of the rims on my trailer started to go bad. It's like one had a little crack near the valve stem. About 5 months later, I had a crack in the side of the rim. And then the third time was when I was on my way back to California to see the birth of my first granddaughter. I had another rim go bad. So I was three rims out of six go bad. So I decided to sit down and fill out the online form at safercar.gov, completed that form. And it's important to include as much detail as possible. And it's also important to leave the emotions out of it, because we can be emotional and all that, but they just need the facts. Provide, have pictures available if you have them, or any kind of documentation. And after I submitted it, it was within a week. A gentleman called me back from NASA, asked for some more details. He asked permission that he could contact the RV manufacturer and begin an investigation on the rims.
One issue that I think a lot of people really don't understand is that they need to ask questions before they're buying the RV. But the problem is, if you're a new consumer, you don't have a clue what question to ask. I mean, if you're relying completely on RV dealers to provide the information that they need to know about their rig and how it's set up and whether they can tow it properly. But what if they really don't know to ask specific questions? Is there something that we can do, or as an industry?
There is, I believe. And that's one of those things that's I have been frustrated about with the industry when it comes to safety. A dealer himself, a salesperson, honestly, they're not really educated in safety. They're educated in sales. Last year, when the National Trailer Association had a conference, and I was looking through their syllabus to see what they were training all these dealers and salespeople on, and there was not one thing listed for concerning safety or how to properly connect the right vehicles together with your tow vehicle and your trailer. They didn't train anything like that. Their whole purpose is to sell.
Do the dealers have an obligation to their consumers to provide that information?
You would think so, but unfortunately, here in the United States, there is no legal obligation for them to do that for you. It is solely the responsibility of the buyer to ensure that they are correctly getting the right trailer along with their tow vehicle.
That makes absolutely no sense to me at all. Going back to that situation where you're a brand new RVer and you've never even been behind the wheel of a vehicle towing or in a motorhome or whatever the case might be, and you don't know what questions to ask. So how can it be your responsibility?
I know. Well, I understand the frustrations of the new RVers because I was there. So I was a new RVer, and I learned from my mistakes. You know, I was sold that big triple axle toy hauler to tow behind a 3/4 ton diesel truck. Within minutes of hooking it up the first time, I realized, uh-oh, this doesn't look good. Because when I saw the bed of that truck drop down nearly to the axle, I knew that was not right. But of course, the dealer says, oh, no problem. We tow these trailers all the time with 3/4 ton trucks. Just mm-hmm. put some airbags on there and you'll be good to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like that idea. And as I took my, I was smart enough to go to a scale and weigh the truck and the trailer. And when I got sat down and started calculating numbers, I realized by the time I get this trailer full of a lot of stuff, that truck is going to not be able to tow it. It was going to exceed the weight ratings severely. So I ended up trading that truck in and got a one-ton dually truck, and I've been satisfied since. So I do understand the new RVers, where they're coming from, and that's a primary reason I built and created Fifth Wheel Street, hoping to provide that information for them. And there's only a few other websites that provide some information, but I don't think any of them provide what I do. I have that special niche that is really geared towards safety, and I want so much for all the RVers to find Fifth Wheel Street, and I've done everything I possibly can to help them get there, and it's working. But more and more people are recommending Fifth Wheel Street, and I get compliments on what's going on. I just got an email today. A guy wanted to know if this particular truck would be okay or not, and I had to write him back, and I said, no, I'm sorry, that's not going to work for you.
And the dealer's probably telling him, oh, yeah, this won't be a problem for you. And so it's good that at least they're trying to find out that information before they make the purchase. You and I have been emailing back and forth for a while before we set up the interview, and I was absolutely blown away to learn that most RV manufacturers aren't even putting safety information in the owner's packet. Is that really?
That is true. I went recently to one of the RV places, and I happen to know the owner. I've known him for a while. And I asked him, you know, do you mind if I go around in RVs and looked at some of the packets in the RVs? I wanted to see what's in there. And I could not find any of them that had any safety-related information for the RV owners. The owner's manuals from these RV manufacturers has very little information, and some had none related to safety or how to properly match your vehicle, not even a resource, just a single page resource of saying, hey, if you want to know more about safety, about tires, go visit these websites and things like that. And it's not there, and I'm really concerned about that, and I don't understand why the RV industry appears to not show any concern for safety.
Mm-hmm. And it seems that there's a void in the consumer side of the industry, that there's nobody really out there advocating as the voice of the consumer. Now, you've got you folks who are trying to focus on RV safety, and you've got the RV Safety Education Foundation that's doing it. But from an official standpoint or an association, there's nobody really out there that seems to want to protect consumers. I find that strange.
Yes, it is. It's true. And it sometimes I really have the feeling that the only way to get a change is a couple of things. Is one, our RVers need to report the problems. If it's an issue with a dealer and you feel that you were misled or lied to, every state, I would think every state has a Department of Consumer Affairs. And if you got a problem with a dealer and you feel you've been wronged, you need to write a letter to the Department of Consumer Affairs for your state or whatever it's called in your state, and let them know what's going on. That's the only way you can take care of it. Legislatively, I don't know if anything would happen. In fact, I wrote my assemblyman here a while back and got a letter back from him, and he fully understands my concerns about the safety, but he agreed to, and as to what I said, is it really all boils down to the individual responsibility of the buyer to ensure that they're getting what they're supposed to get.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't make sense to me, but I think the industry has a better job to do in educating consumers without telling the consumers to go learn yourself. But I'm glad you guys are out here doing that type of thing. What's in store for Fifth Wheel Street in the future?
As part of my fifth year anniversary, I just did some updates to the website Saturday night, early Sunday morning, made some changes. I just did a complete improvement for the conventional trailer weight safety report. In the past, that report has not been user-friendly as far as mobile devices. It was not responsive to mobile devices. Now I've got it set up that they can use that calculator on any mobile device, and I've got some good feedback already on that. That calculator is specific for conventional trailer towing, and to check your load reports and check your tongue weight and tongue weight percentages and all that. And I hope to see more use out of that calculator. I'm currently working on another calculator that I had developed a couple of years ago, and that's for truck camper owners. It hasn't been used very much. It's a little complicated, but after looking at it, and I went to one of the truck camper forums on the internet and asked the guys there. I says, "What do you think? You know, is this calculator worthwhile? Do I need to continue it?" And everyone agreed we need this calculator. So I'm in the process of improving that. Hopefully, in the next week or two. That will be ready, and I will be letting people know about that. I'll continue to monitor everybody on social media, and that's where I get my ideas, is social media. And I develop concepts and develop articles based on those needs.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times I'll read a comment by somebody that really is way off base. They don't understand something. And so that's where I sit down and write up a good article to help educate people and so that they can better understand what they're doing. So I'm looking forward to the future. I hope to one of the things I would really like to do is start doing some testing of equipment, do some evaluations, do some comparison like TPMS systems. There's no one out there who has sit down and did side-by-side testing to find out which one does what and which one may do better and which one doesn't do so well. And those are things I would like to do in the future.
Mm-hmm. But all that takes money. How do you make money on your website? Do you sell advertising? Do you sell subscriptions? What can people do to help you?
I don't make any money, honestly. I sell those apps, Fifth Wheel Street app, for iPhones and Android devices. And I still haven't received a total return on my investment on that. I'm getting close, getting it all paid off because I don't know how to program and build these apps, so I had to hire outside help to build them for me. And so someday I'll start making some money off of that. I do have advertising through the Google AdSense at Fifth Wheel Street, and that helps. It's not a waste of my time. It does help, but still, I still have to pull out a lot of money out of my personal pocket to maintain the website. And I struggle to figure out, okay, what can I do more to make money? Recently, I decided to start charging for consultation. After four or five times of helping people personally and in a more extensive way, I realized how much time it takes. So I've put a dollar value to that as well. If someone wants me to provide some personalized assistance for their towing situation.
Okay. So if somebody wants to get in touch with you and talk about maybe doing a partnership or something like that, how do they reach you?
Well, they can reach me either through the contact form on my website. Basically, my email address is info@fifthwheelstreet.com.
And that's fifthwheelst.com.
Right.
That's right. Very good. Well, David, this has been some great information. I hope that many in the industry will listen to this and realize that they do have a role to play in educating consumers about towing safety. And I hope consumers listen to this as well and register, figure out where there are some really great resources out there to help learn more, because it is their responsibility. So thank you very much for taking the time to join us today. It's been a pleasure.
And thank you, Greg, for giving me this opportunity. And I just hope RVers out there can be supportive and be more proactive and take charge of the situation.
I'd agree wholeheartedly. Thanks again.
Thank you.
I'm really appreciative that Dave took time from his busy schedule to talk to me about these important issues, as well as his patience in waiting for me to publish the interview that we recorded in April. He's right, the industry is dropping the ball on educating consumers about RV safety issues. Many dealership salespeople who are anxious to make a sale sometimes tend to gloss over or fail to disclose the limits on towing capabilities and RV weights, and that puts owners in a very dangerous situation. I hope the industry embraces Dave's efforts and offers to support him and help him provide that information to consumers. For more information about his website, visit www.fifthwheelstreet.com. We'd like to thank Fusion Electronics for sponsoring this week's podcast. RV manufacturers and RV owners are coming to depend on the lifestyle entertainment specialists at Fusion for the highest quality stereo systems and speakers for all types of RVs. Fusion's Signature Series marine-grade speakers are designed to handle anything that even the harshest of outdoor and travel conditions throws their way, while still offering unparalleled performance. For more information, visit www.fusionentertainment.com. The last 5 weeks have been a wonderful travel break in that I got to see two of my daughters, their husbands, and my four granddaughters. The little gals are growing up so quickly that I'm very thankful that I have an RV to use when visiting their families. I'm sure it's much better for everyone when Grandpa can give them space by returning to his RV each night rather than being underfoot all day and all night. I'm leaving Tuesday for Elkhart, then Cleveland on my way to the Escapees Escapade in Vermont. This weekend, in honor of Independence Day, I encourage you to take a few moments to read the Declaration of Independence. It's a very good reminder of why America became America, so that we don't let history repeat itself. Have a safe traveling weekend and enjoy the outdoors, and thank you very much for listening. Until next week.